Last time on Biscuit Tunes, Jerry was told to clean up his room, but he played video games instead. He was told to do his paper, which was due, but instead, he spent his time playing soccer.
Football!
Sorry, I meant football. And then when it was time for Jerry to pray his prayers, he fell asleep, watching internet videos.
Dude! Is that the Adhan? I missed my prayers! Oh no! Huh? The guests are coming, but my room's still a mess!
Oh, how awful. Terrible mess.
Disgusting!
I was gonna clean my room. I thought I had more time! Huh?
You failed.
What? What's this? Oh my god! I'm a grown-up! And my voice is still the same.
Bad.
What? Everyone's successful? Even Mr. Sybil? But I failed!
You did not pray your prayer on time. Even though I reminded you.
But I only missed it once!
No, Cherry. You missed it once, and then twice, and then again.
No!
Your habit became your character, and your character became your destiny. Now, face your fate!
No! No!
Fingers.
Ah! It was just a dream!
You fell asleep after breaking the other controller. Want a rematch?
No! I don't have time! I need to pray!
Wait!
No!
Ah, looks like Jerry has completed his afternoon prayers. Bravo, Cherry!
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It is good to see you praying. Next time, try to do it on time. Don't delay your prayers.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to play some soccer? Soccer.
No! I don't have time!
Well,
I need to clean my room.
What's gotten into him?
I really wonder about this boy.
The room is looking perfect. Well done, Jerry.
My. What a fantastic job you've done with your room, Jerry.
What are you going to do now? Are you going to watch some videos on the internet?
No way, dude. I've got a paper to write.
Well, would you look at that? Jerry has prayed his prayers, cleaned his room, and completed his assignment.
Ha! And I've still got plenty of time to play.
Go and play, Cherry. You've earned it. Now Cherry has learnt, and so have you, that one should never trust in time. For surely time is running out. Imam Ali said, "Time betrays the one who believes he possesses time, and it does not seek to please the one who blames it. Time is not a friend that you can ask to stay. Time doesn't care what you think. It will leave." So the question is,
do you think you have time?
I was supposed to say that part. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody.
What are you doing, Mr. Sybil? This show is over.
No.
Get off the screen now. It's a little bit awkward.
Okay. I don't have